This episode is brought to you by Canadip CBD, a great-tasting, superior alternative to traditional dip using CBD in a way that is radical, enjoyable, and effective. All flavor, no tobacco, and no nicotine pouches are spit-free. It comes in 5 core flavors, wintergreen, mint, citrus, mango, and American spice. It's crafted and manufactured in California, the heart of the cannabis industry. You can find the link to get 20% off in the description of this show.
Pesky Report is sponsored by High and Happy Catering out of Springfield, Massachusetts. Their chef, Michael Best, can cook anything you want with or without being infused with cannabis. Check out some of what they make on their Instagram at High and Happy Catering or call them at 413-785-8999. You'll be happy you did.
Welcome to the Pesky Report, a podcast for Red Sox fans.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Pesky Report. This is episode number 124. We have titled it Stinko de Mayo. My name is Brad Chandler, and I will be the host of this episode, as usual when I am on the show. With me tonight, I have Ryan motherfucking Brady. How we doing, boss?
Ryan, what was it? What was the middle?
Motherfucking Brady.
I'm doing great. It's been a really good, exciting week of baseball, and I'm looking forward to just diving in and talking about everything that's going great.
Yeah. I could not agree more.
also with us tonight, we have Doink in the motherfucking house.
Oh, God.
How we doing?
Yeah, not even going to pretend to be as good as Brady's pretending to be.
Yeah, the Sox are fucking pathetic.
I like watching the little intro we have with all of our cool little gifts of some of the best that just made me like really sad for the first time. Like the gif of Vasquez going and like jump hugging Sale, that really struck me
that was 3 years ago.
I just like watching that with, I think that was the first time I've ever not enjoyed watching that.
Yeah, it's terrible. Brady,
brother,
I finally fucking met you in person.
You're a good looking guy in person. That's what I heard.
You're a good looking guy.
Hey, listen.
You know what's better than watching the Red Sox this past like month?
You have a lot to choose from. So go. What are you going to choose?
Little League games.
Watching Little League games. Driving 2 hours out to Brady's Little League team.
That sounds great.
Oh yeah,
it was fun. It was. Randomly woke up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and was like, "Fuck it, I'm driving out to New York." I went and saw Brady's little league team. It was pretty cool. It was nice to finally meet you in person. I'm gonna try and make some of the rounds around here that are semi close. I was just bored of shit, and I was like, "Hey, let's do it."
And, it was great. You saw some offense too. Like my son got a triple and like, we don't see that a lot with the, you know, like with the team that we watch.
Let's call a spade a spade. You know, getting a triple with in Little League really isn't all that hard. You just hit it past the outfield and it's just like, a home run.
But those kids are throwing heat.
Yeah, I don't like 35 miles per hour.
Yeah. I don't see
12 inch splits.
Many Red Sox like, hitting it past the outfielders.
Touche. Definitely. Touche.
So, should I be a hitting coach for the Red Sox? I didn't say that, right?
A triple. But you're not saying that.
I'm definitely not saying that.
Not.
And you're 1-0 in Connor's like games played. So like if we get a little bit on like a tailspin, you know, you might get called in.
Might have to go out there again, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
So we're not here to talk about Little League, which it would probably be a lot more exciting than talking Red Sox right now. The Red Sox are absolutely trash. Pitching is actually still not the problem.
We have one of the best starting rotations in baseball.
Rotation. Mm-hmm. Yep. Waka's got I think he's like third or fourth in ERA in the entire league. 1.38.
What can we get for him right now in a trade?
No.
Why
trade like, sell
him?
The team. I've seen enough.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't deserve this shit. Like, he's pitching great.
Yeah. I mean, look at fucking Rich Hill, dude. Great. You know, he's like, I hate it here.
What can we get for Rich Hill?
Rich Hill doesn't want to leave. He chose the Red Sox so he could be home. He's going to be like, I fucking retire if you trade me. I'm 42.
What if he said, fuck it, I'd rather be anywhere but home because this is bullshit. Doink, what are we at with Let's Break 10? Where are we at right now?
We are 1 out of 10. So we were all laughing because it's actually kind of funny thinking back to like when we created Let's Break 10, we were like, we're going to hit that shit in July. And now it's like, oh, actually, no, this will be a challenge to break 10. So,
still terrible.
I thought we set like an achievable bar. Apparently,
I mean, they
not.
Hit 9 last year. So, I mean, how achievable is 10?
Not
one more. That's half of one for each of them.
Half a
home run for Weck, half a home run for Vasky, and that's 10.
Yeah, but how many games did Wong have to catch? Was it two? Wasn't he up for like 3 or 4
COVID.
Games?
Yeah, it was a lot of COVID games.
That's what the Sox need. They need
what,
like
COVID?
They need
Well, Jesus, everyone gets called up if we have COVID.
Fucking something's got to shake this up. Like, this is bad.
We got free call ups.
Brady's honestly
fucking sitting here going, you know what?
Go ahead.
Everybody gets sick.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to say the only joy I have right now, the only joy is that it's like the world is waking up to the coma of thinking Matt Barnes is elite and is finally fucking realizing he's fucking awful. He's not bad. Nope. I'd like him to be bad. He sucks ass. And
Brady, now is this you talking because you absolutely hate Matt Barnes, or give us some insight here?
Well, it goes like this. When things are going south and you need to stop the bleeding, you want to bring in someone who's an all-star, right? Someone who's got a big extension is going to live up to it.
Matt Barnes.
And you bring in Matthew Barnes. And I'm not going to lie. Dude, his first two outs, I was like, oh, shit, strand that runner on second. Okay. And then he reminded me of the Jose Abreu pitch from 2009.
Not a fucking look.
Not even a look. And honestly, nobody turned. Whoever hit that fucking ball last night, good for you. Like, I hope you feel good about you because you just hit off a fucking Little League pitcher. Because that guy is fucking
give you an
trash.
Absolute meatball of a pitch. Like,
straight down the
could
deck.
Not have been more crushable.
He has this
that was,
second.
Was that Jared Walsh or was that? I lost track.
Yeah, I'm not keeping track of fucking home runs off of us. It's pathetic.
Couldn't keep track today.
He has the second highest ERA now on the team. All-star elite level stuff is what I've been told.
20 ERA, right?
No, around 20. It's almost 9. Cutter Crawford is slightly higher. Anyone who's on base, Matt Barnes doesn't give a fuck. He's going to balloon your ERA. If he comes in with runners on, they're scoring. Like, we know that shit. He is fucking terrible. There's no closer. There needs to be a closer. I hate to say it like this. I'm at the point now where if you want to put Hauk and Whitlock in the rotation and just say, look, they have to go 80-54 from this point forward just to finish with 90 wins.
All right. That's the episode, everybody. Brady just summed it all up in about 30 seconds.
I love Hauk's core.
Thinks he needs to shave the beard.
Yeah. It's not helping.
Oh, God.
It's not going to. We talked about, or they talked about it. Brandon, Ed, and Hogdale talked about it on the last episode. And I said that I'm going to send Alex Cora a Dollar Shave Club package so that he can shave his fucking beard. And I didn't do it, but I'm fucking debating it now.
Yeah, I'm sure if you just like address it to Fenway Park, they could.
Oh, no, I know for a fact, you know, Alex Cora.
Yeah, just be like, oh, Fenway you ordered Park. This. Why did you order this to Fenway Park? That's weird.
You got to put a note on it, though, like, which is like, you look amazing. Like, let's no bones about it. We're all big fans of the look.
Got to try something.
We got to shake it up.
Do we think
maybe go with the goatee?
Is the beard clouding his ability to manage the bullpen? Is the beard why he took Robles out?
Honestly, here's a real question, and I'm just has his management with the bullpen ever been really that great?
I think he managed. It was like what I was saying yesterday night during when he took Hansel out when there was one out that we needed to win the game 4-3. I was like, he's managing this game like it's game 7 of the World Series, and right. He does that with every game to a fault.
Yeah, sometimes. That.
And I still admire his management style, and I admire that every game is a must win for him, but I think, I don't know, that was a crazy move.
Yes.
Yeah, I get the lefty lefty matchup thing.
Yeah, Diekman, fucking, I don't know. I know every single person who's a Red Sox fan, when he struck out Judge, Stanton, and Gallo, we're all like, oh my God, yes, this guy. And then when he said, I don't give two shits if I'm the closer, like, Hogdale said this
himself.
Hogdale actually said this. He's like, no, this guy literally does not give a shit.
It's time to, you know, I agree. Take that back and just say, I want to be the closer. I just look at it, though, like with Cora, I agree. Last night, I would love Robles just to finish it out. I think the problem is when you really need like a fucking, you know, Phillips head screwdriver and you're like, I got to get one. And they're like, we're going to give you a flathead, though. Make it work. And you're like, right.
So, like stripping the screw.
Yeah. And you're like, just make it work, though. It's like clearly last year in the postseason, he was managing without a closer. He managed without a closer in 2018 because Kimbrel fell apart. In 2019, there was no closer. And when you heard Christian Vasquez in spring training say it would be helpful to upgrade the closing position. That was with Matt Barnes on the roster, which was mildly offensive. But I think the truth is there's no goddamn closer on this fucking team.
Very true. Exactly.
Did you really just say that was mildly offensive to Matt Barnes?
Well, because Matt Barnes is a piece of shit. So when you actually say, it's
only slightly offensive.
Right. And let's be fair. He was horrific in the second half of the season.
The day after he signed the extension, he stank.
Heim.
Oh, like, wow.
What was that?
Oh,
wow.
Did you?
This is.
Say it louder. Uh-oh. If you're going to say it louder.
Heim.
Also Heim. Got Garrett Whitlock.
Yep, Whitlock.
Trevor Heim. Story's playing his ass off. He looks great. You know, really didn't piss off Xander there.
If we're going to talk about Trevor Story.
He got booed today.
Everyone knows I'm upset about that.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. I get it. Like, you know, you strike out four times. Granted, you know, it's Shohei Ohtani, but you strike out four times in one game, you're going to get fucking booed.
Yeah.
I forgot who said it in our chat, but Stanton got booed in New York his first year. He got booed a lot, actually.
He got booed a lot. It's also, you know, I'm going to sound like I'm making excuses, and I don't want to be making excuses, but also day games at Fenway. Shit starts to get weird at 3 p.m. You know that shadow.
True. Look at what happened really to JBJ crazy. Today in center field. That never happens.
Whatever. But he has that ball at night 10 times out of 10.
Counterpoint. The Angels scored 8 and the rest of us scored 0.
They did. Well,
so like the Angels garbage. The Angels came in here and they're like, oh, we're cool. Like
you know who gave up 0 runs? Rich Hill.
He did. You know who scored zero runs?
Trevor Story.
Just the whole Red Sox.
What point, though, really, what point do you go like this? It's not so early. Because, like, where do you go like
According
this?
According to Ed, it's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
I gave Ed that shit. I gave Ed that Memorial Day. You got to be 500 by Memorial Day. But for Trevor Story himself, when do you go like this?
Okay. So hot. Do you think, because I feel like I've noticed a progression in Trevor Story. I don't think he's fully plateauing. I don't think he's not improving. I think he's absolutely finding his swing. He's starting to locate pitchers better. He's working at bats better. I think there is something, but not definitely not there yet.
It does remind me, I'm not saying this is going to be the outcome, so here's. It reminds me of Carl Crawford.
I've almost blocked so many people that are like replying. I've seen that reply so many times on Twitter. They're like, he's going to be the next Carl Crawford. And I'm like, I'm going to block your ass. I can't deal with
that. I didn't mean it like that. What I was trying to say was.
Hold on a second, Brady. Wait, any more bullshit like that? You're going back in timeout.
I meant how Francona moved Crawford. Francona moved Crawford all over the lineup. And I think that made it hard on Crawford to settle in early. Trevor Story's been up and down the lineup. I kind of think he needs to get a spot.
He has been the leadoff for like the past five games.
No, I know. But prior to that, he was hitting fifth or sixth, you know, like lower.
I like him staying in leadoff.
He's been doing good at leadoff. He's been doing, he'll strike out four times in a game. But he's good at leadoff. How about this?
Second base.
What happened?
Sometimes.
Fucking Brady's gonna die over there.
He's good at striking out four times a game.
If there was a trophy for striking out four times a game, he's definitely right in line for that.
Yeah, I think it's too early to shit on Story. I'm doing it right now, but I think it's too early to give him too much shit. The booing,
hearing booze really bummed me out.
Was disappointing. I get it. We're upset. The team's playing like shit. The bullpen
sucks. Don't boo the
sucks.
New guy. Don't boo the like new toy.
It happens. It's understandable.
It's just like, oh man, that's brutal.
Did you see? So I didn't get to watch a lot. I didn't get to watch any of the game really. I watched like the last inning.
Sorry.
I don't know why I turned it on.
The beginning of the game was quite fun.
Yeah, up until the sixth inning. Yep. That's when Hal came in. Yeah,
five and two thirds. It was fun.
Yeah, but I look in the stands and there's literally nobody sitting in the stands. That was fucking terrible. And there was
a
post earlier.
It was like in general. I didn't notice.
I saw it in center field stands. No, center field stands. I saw them out like on the right field, first base side. There were some seats, people not sitting in them. It was bad. But I saw somebody made a post on Twitter. They were like, 90 minutes before the game, Shohei Ohtani is getting ready to pitch, one of the greatest pitchers, players in our generation, and tickets to the Red Sox game is $17.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like that. Like I'm going up to Boston on Sunday, and I'll be up there when the game starts. I'm not going to Fenway.
Heim.
Come on, join us. Heim.
Damn.
No, Heim. It's Heim. Heimsight is 2020. What is
Heimsight
it, Brady?
Heimsight is 2020.
You just wrote it. I was just going to say, Brad, you know what they say about hindsight, right?
It's 2020, but this is 2022.
Hindsight is 2022. That's what it is. Yep. We don't need a closer. Well, in hindsight, maybe we did need a closer, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
who did you want for a closer, Brady? I don't think you've ever told
you know.
Us.
In the
chat, I don't know if I've ever heard you say anything about who you wanted as a closer.
Raisel Iglesias.
Who's that?
He's the closer for the Angels.
Oh,
he's the All-Star closer on a 4-year deal who is has an 87% career save percentage.
86%, 87% career. What?
He has 87% career save percentage in terms of save save for, to save opportunities. And the Red Sox are rocking right now at a 33%.
That's a
lot. Can you tell us what a BABIP is?
It's a bullshit stat that people try to say to make themselves feel better, because ball's an expected outcome. But the truth is, you know, you and I were joking before. If you're going to tell me the guy's hitting the ball well, he's just getting unlucky. I'd rather have a guy on my team who's hitting the ball like shit, but who's getting lucky. Because honestly, in the end, you need hits. You need things to fall in. I don't give a fuck. You keep telling me that everyone's great, then why do we suck?
Mm-hmm. This team is unlucky. It's crazy.
Kike would have 100 fucking home runs if foul balls were home runs.
Yeah.
Like, if BABIP was like that important, then I guess Kike is going to get a $150 million contract offer after the year based upon what he's doing right now. Mm. Sucks.
Yeah. Hope he doesn't have COVID also.
Yeah. He tested negative.
Okay. Yeah. They just were like, oh, hope it's not virus related. I was like, that's weird terms.
He did a home test though. So,
oh, they're probably going to like try to get him testing.
I don't get why they had him, why he did a home test. Like, what are we doing?
He just like went home after the game last night and was like, oh, wait, I feel like shit all of a sudden.
I have no idea.
Maybe he has food poisoning.
He's got the Trevor Story.
Got the Trevor Story.
We can't even COVID test right now. You know what I mean? Like, we can't even get that shit right. Like, what the fuck? There are team physicians. We can't. Fucking Kike's wife is like, lean back, sweetie. Right, let me get it to you. Like, that's where we're at.
Let me get
now
in your nostrils.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, no knock on Mrs. Kike Hernandez. I'm sure she's a delightful human being.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love her. So,
hey,
she's great.
I'm on the WAG. I'm on the WAG patrol always.
Hey, so you know that Zoinkberg or whatever it was, that Zach BLM post who said, put the shit up on that bulletin board in the clubhouse, mm-hmm, about the John Heyman thing. Someone just posted underneath. It was like, yes, post it after you've come out of the bathroom from shaving off the beard.
Yeah. Yeah, that John Heyman tweet. John Heyman tweeting, oh, I shouldn't have picked the Red Sox to go to the playoffs. What was I thinking?
How did I pick the Red Sox for the playoffs? What a mistake. Heyman, go fuck yourself.
26 games, bro. Chill.
I mean, what is it, 11 teams in the playoffs?
There's plenty of times for any team to go on a skid. Also, we're just skidding now.
We're a half game out of last place.
We're getting our skid out of the way.
I think your guy's looking at this wrong. Right now, we're in position to have a top five draft pick.
It's true. I forgot that one of the fun little rules of the new CBA is that you can't get a draft pick 3 years in a row. So the Reds, who are currently a 3-win team, aren't eligible for a draft pick until 2025.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, they're 3-22.
For a first round pick.
Hey, so the Orioles right now are beating the Twins 2-1. So, and we're a half game out of last place right now.
Hell yeah.
Hindsight.
2020.
Can't go down if you're at rock bottom. So,
listen, I don't even know anymore, but like, back in the 80s, the Mets really had a shit team and they drew the names out of a hat to make the lineup, right? Because it just, what, like, they did, like, I think we're there. I think we're there to see, like, I want JD leading off. Fuck it.
Whoa. No thanks. I'm good.
Well, how's it working with him?
I mean, he gets on base.
We'll never see more than two pitches for the first batter. It'll just be either a hit or an out every single time.
But two, like, pitches in, three outs.
Maybe that's the problem, though, right? You know, like, we're letting him settle in.
Imagine if somebody's like, you know what, we're going to intentionally walk three of the batters. We're going to intentionally walk the bases loaded, and then we'll get a triple play. One pitch.
They have like a guy that can throw the triple play pitch. That's just like, no matter where you hit it.
They all try to steal at the same time. They get picked off.
What's the hitting coach's name?
Peter.
Yeah. What's the odds that this doesn't happen? What if Dave Bush walks in, kicks over the water cooler? He's like, my fucking starters are pitching their asses off, right? You can't give me any fucking runs. And Bush and Fatse, whatever the fuck his name is, throw it out because Dave Bush has had a fucking enough. He's like, I know the bullpen sucks. But that really wasn't my fault. That's
like, not my fault.
Hindsight. But I'm getting, look what I'm doing with Rich Hill and Michael Wacha. I'm resurrecting them. Come Stubbs. On. Yes.
I would like to see a fit from him.
Yep. Yep. You see what Jarek Robbins just tweeted?
No. What
did he say? A friend of Xander Bogaerts said he's done with the Red Sox.
Oh, jeez.
Which,
the friend is Boris.
The friend is Xander Bogaerts.
The friend is Mr. Scott Boris, because...
That's where we are, though. I think these kind of random leaks are going to get louder and louder. This is just shitty. And every time you think they're going to turn around, like, because I really thought last night was going to be a nice win, and we're going to get a little something going.
He didn't say – so he's, what he ended up
he's
saying –
he's quoting someone else.
Yeah, yes. He's quoting someone else saying that they are telling that Xander is done with the Red Sox.
There's smoke
– And in all honesty, dude – if that's the way you're going to go out as you're going to go out disgruntled on a contract here, that's not really, that doesn't look too good.
Well, we don't know if that's even true. It's just like,
yeah, I'm just saying, like, if that is Scott Boris, I mean, that's kind of that's a shitty thing to do.
Oh yeah.
You know what he's going to try and do, right?
Get more money, get his shortstop money. And then,
well, Correa is going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah, he's going to try to get the same amount of money as Correa, which is kind
of... They're both going to be free agents at the end of this year.
You think Correa's opting out? I mean, yeah, 100%. Probably. He did say he loves Minnesota very much.
Dude, I love Boston. Not right now, but I love Boston.
He played there for like 4 games, and he was like, I want my children... to grow
He's like,
up here.
I've never felt more passionate about a place than
fuck
Minnesota.
You, dude. He did. Did he really say that?
He did. No, he was basically, like, I want to like have my family live here. I love Minnesota. The fans.
Wait until it gets cold.
I mean, he's like God there now, kind of.
Until he opts out at the end of the season.
We'll see.
Fuck him.
Unless he wants to learn
for the Red Sox.
Left field. I don't know.
Left field, huh? That's
I don't even
odd.
No. I'm
so
just...
wait, what would be your like right now if you could? What's your 3 quick fix moves to try to improve this team?
Who wants to go first, me or Doink? Who do you want to go first?
Ladies, Doink.
I've already talked. Yeah, Doink, you go first.
Okay.
Ladies first. Fuck it, I'm going first.
So can I spend money?
No.
Okay. No spending money.
Hindsight, we don't spend money.
No trading.
Wow.
Trading would be a little too early for right now.
No trading. No spending money. So Whitlock is the closer.
Mm-mm.
Yes. I don't know. Like other than make everybody hit better. Like what? That's pretty much. Those are the 2 things I would do.
Pull fucking Willie Mays Hayes every time you don't get a hit, you have to do push-ups at the plate.
I'd maybe send Bobby to Worcester for 2 weeks.
2 months. Okay.
I don't think he needs 2 months. I think Franchi at first for a little bit, you know, give Bobby the Kyle Schwarber treatment again. See if that works. If not, maybe we can trade him. Even though that's not one of my moves that I'm allowed to do. I love Bobby, and I was really trying to ride hard for Bobby. I'm still like kind of hoping that he's going to figure it out when it gets warmer, but it is warm. So
one day it's been warm for 1 day. It's
been warm for 1 day. So yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. I think that's it.
So, I disagree. I do not want Whitlock closing. I want Pavetta closing. I want Whitlock as a middle reliever. It's my fucking opinion. So let me fucking say what I want to say.
No one said a word.
She's sitting here shaking her fucking head. No,
she's correct. She's
no,
correct.
She's wrong.
Okay.
It's my fucking, it's
it is.
Me.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I agree with Bobby going down to Worcester. If we're going to keep, how long do we have?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. So if by Memorial Day, this doesn't change, we get to make these moves.
Is our like official stance being 500 by Memorial Day, or like, are we going to give ourselves like, I think we should give ourselves one or two games under 500.
In fairness, okay, last year the Braves were under 500 until August.
Forever. But they're also in a way less competitive division.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But Brady, I've been saying this since the offseason. We needed to make Pivetta the closer.
Which I'm okay with.
Stop shaking your head. No, like I'm fucking wrong because I've been saying that
in spring
Pivetta can't pitch more than four or five innings.
Blasphemy.
No, fuck you, dude.
Have you seen his face? How cute he is.
Yeah, that's great. He can be cute as a closer.
I need to look at his numbers.
He really can be cute as a closer. I'm gonna
like what he did last year in the fucking playoffs. I'd rather him do that. But I think he would be able to get that fastball up a little bit, a couple ticks higher, say 98, 99, if he's not, if he doesn't have to be a starter.
What do you do with Matt Barnes?
Shoot him to the fucking moon.
I'm not like the only reason I'm like shaking my head at Pivetta being the closer for some reason is just because he's a starting pitcher and he gets paid to be a starting pitcher. And his innings, he's just going
to
go for.
Brady wants to make fucking Sale the closer. Give me a break.
Whoa. First off, after what we saw the other night, I only said because he couldn't build up, with arm strength. But Sale at this rate may come back to a team 18 games out of first place.
Hold on a second. Did you say that Nick Pivetta is getting paid as a starter?
Well, not really.
He's getting 2.6. He's getting $2.6 million.
His job title is
no. It doesn't fucking matter what his job title is.
Joe Kelly was traded to be a starting pitcher from the St. Louis Cardinals. Joe Kelly.
I don't think he was traded.
Yeah, he was. He came with Alan Craig in the. What deal was that? I can't remember. Yeah. Joe Kelly came with Alan Craig. It was Joe Kelly and Alan Craig. Joe Kelly was a starting pitcher. Didn't work out. The next year, they moved him to the pen. He didn't want to go to the pen to maximize his value, but he was lights out in the pen. Nick Pivetta, if he was closer, you're going to make money. Closers are going to get paid $15, $16, $17, $18 million.
That's right. He was traded in July of 2014.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So they came over.
I don't know why the fuck I thought.
He tried.
He got traded for Lackey.
That's what it was. And Alan Craig came over.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yep.
I was talking to Middlebrooks last night, and I asked him to give us a description of that obstruction call. And he was like, yeah, the umpire basically told me I need to disappear. Like, and Middlebrooks was like, I didn't learn that in spring training.
Our offense did.
Big dead.
They didn't learn that in spring training. They learned that after spring training.
So can I do my three real quick?
Yeah.
We can put Connor as the closer.
No. For this, Hans
can he throw a strike?
No.
Sometimes
that's my bar right now.
at 30 feet away from the fucking.
That is my bar. Is can he throw a strike? If so, congratulations, you are the Red Sox closer.
Hansel Robles, I would just say, listen, this is the best we can do. You're just a closer. That's what it is. I would keep Whitlock and Hauk in the rotation.
Nope, you're wrong.
I would send Rich Hill to give me the multi-inning, kind of that three-inning, because what a change of pace. A guy would come in throwing 70 miles an hour with a curveball after seeing 95. I would have him do that. And then, I would send Matt Barnes to the moon. And
would you send him to the moon or DFA. Would you send him to another fucking galaxy?
DFA.
I would DFA his ass. I would actually look to see if we can trade him to like Shanghai. Like I would look to see, is that possible?
I'll buy the
Savannah Bananas.
Ooh. I want him out of the US. I want him fucking different time zone, different continent. When the sun rises, it better set on his fucking ass. Because I don't want to share sunlight with him anymore.
Oh my
Bam.
All right, that one got me a little bit. Because he sucks. He sucks. Did you see his necklace?
Yeah, we got to talk about the necklaces that he keeps buying. Beads. He keeps buying the same, same Mardi Gras $2 plastic looking necklace. It literally looks the exact same as like Mardi Gras beads, but it's like diamonds. It's like, why do you own that, dude?
Maybe he's at the dollar store.
Maybe he's a raging alcoholic.
Oh.
That would explain why his fastball is at 95.
Correct. He's hungover. Yep. He's like, Mardi Gras!
I mean, David Wells pitched well when he was hungover. It doesn't work well for me. That's true.
Matthew Barnes is a lot of things. Fat is not one of them.
Skinny boy.
Yep. Eat a goddamn sandwich.
Brady, can you say one positive thing outside the fact that he's not fat about Matt Barnes?
He's right-handed.
I mean, I don't know if that's really nice.
Okay. His wife is a physical therapist, and I think that's really cool.
I don't think that's nice. That's just fact.
It's not about him either.
His aunt worked with somebody not that about I know.
Nope. That doesn't count.
How about
next episode, we'll have 12 statistical facts that Brady likes about Matt Barnes.
Got one. I bet you he's really good at tying balloons because, like, I can't tie balloons.
That's not fucking nice.
He spends a lot of time at Party City, so.
Yeah, with all his, okay. I got it. He's really good at making the other team feel good about themselves.
There you go.
That's nice.
He does do that. He pads everyone's stats.
That is a fact. He definitely pads their stats.
Jared Walsh's mom was like, what a nice point.
Like, I love that, Matthew.
Yep.
Matthew David Barnes.
Matthew Backpacks.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Oh, goodness.
Yep, that's my one good thing. He really does a great job of making everyone else feel really good about themselves.
He doesn't look like he gives up a home run. That's nice of him.
That's
not
so
even a fucking
like,
look.
How do you not look?
Why would you? You give up so many.
But everyone looks.
Not that. That ball was murdered.
That I feel ball. Like I would want to. I'd be like, right. I wouldn't be able to resist the temptation of like turning around being like, ooh.
Brady, I've got to. I actually have to give you my Matt Barnes story.
Okay.
So I'm not a huge Matt Barnes fan either, but I don't hate him nearly as much as you do.
Fair.
In 2019, when Eduardo Rodriguez was going for his 20th win in Philly, I believe it was like 5-4. It was a one run game. They pull Eduardo. I think it was like the sixth or the seventh inning. Barnes comes out. Home run. No win for Eduardo. I was like, man, I'm going to see an E-Rod getting fucking 20 wins this season. His 20th win of the season, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be in Philly. I'm going to get to talk shit to these Philly fans. And then Matt Barnes comes out and he's like, nah, fuck you.
That's the Matt Barnes I know.
That checks out.
Oof. Yep. Doink, give me your favorite Matt Barnes moment.
Before he signed the extension.
Anything pre-extension was pretty great.
Those are good
Which
times,
is
right?
really annoying. Someone tried to like gotcha me on Twitter yesterday for replying to like the tweet that the Red Sox made when they announced Matt Barnes got an extension, and I replied and said like, yay, do more of this, like pay more players. And someone was like, oh, this aged well. I was like, he was good when I tweeted that. This is not my fault.
No, someone went back to that tweet.
I was like, how did you even find that?
Yeah, seriously. Like,
well, I think the original tweet by the Red Sox was probably getting circulated last night.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Ugh. I probably would have said something.
Yeah.
Bonds.
No good memories post that.
Do we want to talk about some good things that have happened this series?
Yeah.
Well, we could talk about Garrett Whitlock. That's for sure.
Can we talk about Garrett Whitlock? I feel like we talk about Garrett Whitlock all the time. We can also talk about the fact that every game that Garrett Whitlock has started,
we lose.
We've lost. the good thing is Ekenyuke.
Love it.
I need more of it.
Yeah. Slutter.
Yes, that was fucking fantastic.
Slutter is my, like, they said it so many times.
Yeah, they got away
with it. They could not stop saying Slutter. It was incredible.
Oh my God.
Just like Slutter. It was like it was a perfectly normal word that we're used to hearing on a baseball broadcast all the time.
Well, it's a slider and a cutter. So
no, yeah, but it's
Slutter.
I get that.
But imagine, like, some kid turns on fucking Nessun for the first time. He's like, oh, look at this. Ah, what?
Dad, can you teach me how to throw a slutter?
Where'd you learn that word?
I need to know how to learn how to handle a slutter. You know what I mean? Like, Slutter Crawford.
There you go. Got his ass.
Man, him, sucks. Him and Hal could use a booster, huh?
Or something.
Right in the arm.
Oh! I love how people are still on that, though. They're like, oh, if Hulk just, whatever, everything would be okay. No, and this has been not going well the whole year.
It's definitely not his fault, but it would help to not fucking screw the rotation time we have to play in Toronto.
I'm going to laugh if he's up in Toronto the next time we go up there.
Oh my God.
He'd be like, fuck all of you.
No way.
Michael Wacha is really good.
Michael Wacha is great. Ace.
My bad, Michael, because you're shutting me the fuck up. Like,
I was. Yeah. I feel very validated on the Michael Wacha signing. I was so excited.
We've got 2 months before Paxton and Sale come back.
Allegedly, Sale's not even throwing. He threw 7 pitches the last time we talked, I think, and he hasn't thrown since. They said that he's on, like, a very, very restricted ramp.
What's going on with Darwin's own?
Probably not much better because we haven't heard much.
Everyone
is under the knife right now.
This is unbelievable.
Who's the kid that just got Tommy John, too?
Who?
Mata? He just got Tommy John.
He's so working back, right?
We got a long time for that. That not like that's... You know,
Thad Ward,
Thaddeus Ward.
We'll probably see Connor Siebold soon.
I have a feeling we're going to see Brandon Walters.
Cool. Can he hit?
I'll see anyone.
Can no, he close?
We don't need pitch.
Yeah. He can probably close.
Just want to.
He's the number 9 prospect for the Red Sox. No, he's not. Sox prospects has him. I don't believe it when MLB says that they're the number whatever prospect. Brandon Walters is ranked number 6 on the Sox prospects. Jaron Duran is also fucking shoving.
Yeah, he's absolutely right mashing.
Tristan Casas will never lose number 1 as the number 1 prospect for the Red Sox. Marcelo Myers is still number 2. But the ETA, everybody's calling for Casas like now. His ETA is probably mid-2022. Duran, they're saying, I'm thinking he's probably going to be the next one up.
He'll probably get a shot soon. I mean, we kind of touched on it, I think. I don't remember if we were recording yet. But, we have 2 off days next week. They made a point to say that on at least Monday and maybe waiting until Thursday, they will be making decisions for the rotation and the bullpen. So it's like, I think there's potentially a big shakeup, or it could be absolutely nothing and like kind of what we're expecting and we'll be underwhelmed. But I think the size of that shakeup is completely undetermined.
What are we gonna do? Fucking start feeding these guys steroids so they can see the balls?
That would be cool. Get everyone some LASIK eye surgery or something.
I mean, can see a scenario where Christian Vasquez gets DFA'd and Connor Wong is up. I could see it.
Whoa,
that's a shakeup.
He's been starting less.
Yeah,
I think. I mean, Weck seems to be the preferred catcher between Hill and Wacha, right? Did Vasquez catch Wacha? I don't remember.
Doesn't Nate like pitching to Plawecki too?
He's Nate's personal catcher. And then he got, yeah. I think, I don't, yeah. he calls a better game. So
Nick Pavetta's going to be like, I'd like a little of that.
The hose is not great, but what are you going to do?
No, but if they're throwing strikes, then, you know.
Then you don't need to strike them out, throw them out.
No. Which, by the way, last night.
Oh, God.
That did not look like fucking strike three. I think it was a Bobby that was up.
It was a ball.
That was a ball. And that, I mean.
I'm last not going to be safe.
Last night was.
Did he slide?
I don't even know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Gut punch.
Rich Hill is my closer.
What?
Fuck it.
Like, I don't know.
70 miles per hour for a fucking closer?
Tim Wakefield was a closer for a year.
How'd that work out?
Interesting. I think he was good. He was like 15%.
You said interesting. You didn't say great. You said interesting.
It was entertaining.
When it happened, my dad and I were like, we don't get it. You know, but I'm looking it up. I think he actually did pretty damn good.
You know, so I want to change the story here. So like I said earlier, I went and saw Brady this past weekend. And I show you not doing like I've been to Fenway. I've been to Cooperstown and everything. And I've been to some people's houses that were Red Sox fans. You know, like I have some Red Sox stuff. And I like to say that I have some stuff to show that I'm a Red Sox fan. When you walk into Brady's house through the garage, the first thing you get is a big ass fucking poster of Fever Pitch.
Oh, right? Hell yeah.
With that. All right. I don't even know what was on the wall. There was a ton of pictures signed, whatever. Nice. You go into the house, beautiful house, by the way. Like,
thanks, man.
When I was driving into your driveway behind you, my jaw literally went like, so trophy husband.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
So he brings me down to the basement. I think I'm gonna die because I've never met this guy before, in person, and. We go down to the basement, and there's literally, you've got, was it 2007? Mm-hmm. You've got, like, fucking 13, like, plaques or whatever of, like, 2007 fucking World Series pictures, and they're all signed. I've never seen so many bats in a house that were signed. He has the Veritech, huge Veritech A-Rod fucking thing. We know that Tech's never going to sign that. Poppy stuff. It's just crazy how much shit. Then this all came from his father, dude.
And then
on top of that, I'm coming over to watch a game. And if I come over to watch a game, I'm gonna stay like a couple nights so that we can watch multiple games. Because how big is your fucking screen?
It's 145 inch.
Yeah, he has a fucking projector. He's got this 145 inch fucking projector in the screen here, right? And then over here, he's got like a 65-inch fucking TV for his kid to play video games on.
Damn. I just got to say, I'm really enamored by the fact that you appreciate Fever Pitch, because that's really important to me.
So everything down there, everything is all my dad's. Everything is my dad's.
Okay, well, I'm going to ignore the fact that you said that and pretend that you appreciate Fever
Pitch. No, meaning, no, we went and saw it. We loved it together, but he was 100%.
I love Fever Pitch so much.
He was all in.
The movie's so stupid.
When that movie came out, my girlfriend at the time, I forgot what we were supposed to do. I think it was like our anniversary or whatever. She was like, hey, so what do you want to do? I was like, well, this movie just came out about the Red Sox winning the World Series. I'd really love to go see that. And we were supposed to do something else that was like more exciting than going to the movies. And for like 3 years, she would not let me live that down. She was like, you wanted to go see fucking Fever Pitch.
And you're like, and it was worth every second. Thank you.
I was like, yeah, I got to see the Red Sox win the World Series again.
Oh, beautiful film.
It was great.
Besides the Red Sox winning, what was your favorite part of that movie, Brady?
The fact that he was a teacher and like he had like, you know, games back and stuff like that. So it really felt a lot like my life. He's talking to his students about the Sox and whatever. And I remember I had a whole group of kids fall in love with the Red Sox in 2007 to the point where I had parents emailing me and complaining that they're Yankee fans and their kids now love the Red Sox. they were pissed at me for that. So I could totally relate to that role being in school. I thought it was great.
Doink.
Easy. The scene where he's dividing the season tickets amongst him and his friends. Okay. And he's like, you better start dancing.
That's Yankee dancing. And then the guy starts tapping.
That's Yankee dancing.
So
I have a fever pitch tattoo also. Just throwing that out there.
What?
It's a Red Sox tattoo, but it's also secretly a fever pitch tattoo that's not very obvious. So, you know,
is it something we could see that
it's on my leg? I'll send you a picture later.
Okay. I wanted to see if you would show it here. Okay. My favorite parts, I have two parts. That one where he starts tapping his, that's Yankee. Yep. That one. And I actually have three. And two of them have to do with Drew Barrymore. The one where she gets hit in the face with the baseball.
And she's on her laptop.
Like, you deserve
and
he, that.
And then they show that, like, Ben has the ball and he's, like, high-fiving all of his friends while she's passed out.
Yep. So that part. And then the part where she just, like, takes her heels off and she jumps into the field. And awesome. Then he's like, was it squishy?
The grass. Is it spongy? Yeah. That's my boyfriend's favorite part. Yeah. That's my boyfriend's favorite part. That's so good.
Oh,
but my tattoo is like, you know, the scene where they are first showing his room and they're showing how much fucking Red Sox stuff he has and it's all over his room. And he like does the sign of the cross and he kisses the picture of Tony C. I have a framed portrait of Tony C on my leg.
Oh my God.
With the big black eye.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, the part where he's watching the fucking Buckner scene like over and over.
Not that, the Buckner over. Game.
I was just going to say it. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, we got a comic coming. Okay.
Hey, Wakefield was 15 for 15 that one year in saves. So Rich Hill, he's my closer.
Hogsdale is not wrong.
What did he say?
Hogsdale said, oh, brother, this team stinks.
He sure is right.
Hold on a second. What is up? He's got a logo now.
That's cool.
Hogsdale, what the fuck, bro?
How do I get a logo?
Maybe Hogsdale can make you one.
You know, I don't know how to make shit on the computer.
Bro, he went to go fucking pick up his laptop and froze.
Yeah. It's cute. It's true. Aww. I do have an autographed bat who I have no idea who the fuck signed it. So I think I'm going to put that out there. If anyone can identify it, you win one free Tootsie Roll.
A Tootsie
Roll? Like it, Brad,
Tootsie Roll!
Yeah. Like maybe, how about this one? Change up everyone's walk-up music.
No, and you, some of them.
Everybody.
Wacky needs to change his fucking...
Yep. Everybody gets a purge. It's not working. Corey's got to shave.
I think, I don't know if you guys saw, but when I was in Baltimore, one of the Orioles, I forget who it was because he's one of their young kids that was literally playing like his first major league series. He walks up to Korn.
Which song?
Coming Undone. And it was so sick. I was like, no one is walking up to nu metal, and I think we need more people walking up to nu metal. So I'm willing to,
you know, whose walk up song I loved last year, Schwarber's.
What was it?
It was an Cult of Personality.
Oh yeah, really That's works cool. for him. Maybe Bobby needs new walk up song because
he needs Shane Victorino.
He switches between two. I think
I so badly wanted Bobby to hit a walk-off bomb last night. So badly. Like I wanted it. I know he needs it more than I do, but I so badly wanted him to fucking hit a fucking walk-off.
But remember Victorino? Every little thing.
Bob Marley.
Gonna be I think I could see that for Bobby Dalbec.
He needs something cool though. He's like, that's a cool song, but he's really into like old rock. Like he likes the Doors
Jimi Hendrix.
And Jimi Hendrix.
You want like Material Girl or something like that?
Ooh.
Change it up.
I think he needs something a little bit more pumpy. Like Thriller? Both of his songs are a little too jazzy.
Thriller.
Where My Girl's At. Do. Yeah.
Like, maybe like a cool Stone song. I don't know. We'll figure something out for you, Black. Bobby.
Paint it black.
Paint the box score black with numbers zeros that aren't zero.
Yeah, that's fucking pathetic.
Brad, how many runs did you want against the Orioles in the series?
I wanted fucking 26. I got 5.
That's almost 26.
That's only 21 runs less than what I wanted.
Pretty close.
And we are currently
get a third of what you wanted.
We are currently 0-3 when people who are on the Pesky Report go to Red Sox games. And Ed is going to the game on Saturday, and I'm so hoping he does it.
Thanks.
He does.
Thanks, Ed.
Yeah.
No, he's gonna be the first one.
He deserves it.
I want Ed to run on the field.
Ed deserves it too, because he's like the most positive out of, like, even more positive than I am sometimes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's Mr. Optimistic.
So I appreciate
it. I'm starting to get fucking pessimistic about this fucking team.
I'm bringing it down.
Brady's definitely fucking, I don't know, man. I fucking went out and saw him for 7 hours, hung out with him and shit, and then fucking all of a sudden, like, I hate this team.
I rub off on people. It is. Don't
say you rubbed off on me, please.
Okay.
I'll tell you one thing. This is kind of funny. So hanging out with Brady, right? I went and saw his son play little T-ball, whatever it was, little league.
Yeah.
At like 9 o'clock in the fucking morning, because they're fucking maniacs. And then after that, went and watched his daughter ride horses. And then while they're sitting there cleaning a horse, I have a problem with shit. And
oh yeah. Horses don't smell good.
So I've always had a problem, like when I saw like a horse or like an elephant or something shit, right? They're sitting there washing the fucking horse. And like, I shit you not. It was like this ginormous pile. And
I was nice.
Like, I was just like,
That's like the whole season thus far in a nutshell. Just one big pile, steamy pile of shit.
That checks out.
Stinko de Mayo. Who pitches tomorrow? What the fuck? Like, what's tomorrow?
All right, so let's talk about the White Sox series. We have a 3-game series. Actually, we have one game this weekend on NESN. The other two, tomorrow is on Apple TV.
Oh, fuck.
And the other one's on Peacock. Apple TV is actually free. So
I do need to get Apple TV because I want to watch Severance. So
it is free, so
I'm meaning to do that.
Brady,
you're gonna have to walk me through that, okay? Because you know my old ass ain't gonna figure that shit out.
You might have to have Con Man fucking figure that out.
All right, fair.
or just watch it on MLB TV.
It's bullshit.
I don't think it is on MLB TV.
That would make sense because they wouldn't. That's how they make money.
My major league package is still the same as it's always been, but yeah, I'm getting it's not less games MLB aired. TV. What the fuck?
Your package?
You know it, buddy. Not much.
All right, let's talk about the White Sox game. All right, we've got Nathan Eovaldi.
Love it.
Nasty Nate going up against Vince Velasquez.
Fuck him.
I have no idea where Fangraphs is getting this, but I saw that Chris Cotillo posted up that the last two pitchers for the White Sox are TBD, and mm-hmm. I am very scared of TBD.
It's on pitcher... MLB too, on MLB.com.
Oh, it's on MLB TV?
Yeah, it says, well, no, they're TBD on MLB.
Oh, okay.
TBD on MLB.
Fangraphs has it as Nathan Eovaldi and Vince Velasquez tomorrow night on Apple TV. Then on Saturday, we have Mr. Nicholas Smoochies Pivetta.
Need it.
Going up against Dallas Keuchel.
No.
This is all according to Fangraphs. And then on Sunday, which is Mother's Day, we have an 11:30 a.m. game. which will be shown on NBC and Peacock. We have Mr. Michael Fazziwaka versus Dylan Cease.
Dylan Cease sucks this year. Except for his last start. He was really good his last start, but before that he sucked.
For some reason, we have Garrett Whitlock starting again, so we're going to lose that game. That's on Tuesday against Atlanta. I don't know why.
We're going to play fucking Atlanta coming up? Are you fucking...
Yeah, we got Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we have Monday and Thursday off this week.
Those are the big days. Those are the big days of change.
Matt Barnes gets fucking DFA'd.
If that happens this week, I'm not complaining for at least 2 days.
I want to see Jose Abreu fucking murder a ball off of Matt Barnes. That's what I want.
And yeah, maybe, I guess.
You've already seen that.
We have a comfortable lead, I guess.
Yeah, I want like 18-1, and they bring it. They're like, "Well, Brandon Barnes will be safe," and like Jose Abreu's like, "I remember this."
And the final score is 18-17.
Yeah, Cora has to manage like it's game 38 of the World Series. Like, oh, everything's on fire. We're up by 16. What if we had a closer?
Yeah, we definitely. Need but
we're not scoring 18 runs either. That's the other thing that's not happening.
Have we had double digits yet?
A couple.
No, there's no fucking way we've had double digits yet. I do not believe that for one fucking second. You motherfuckers need to.
Really?
I don't believe it at all. I do not fucking believe I'm curious.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
Just said that. I just read. They said they expect Dallas Keuchel in the near future to be released.
Whoa.
Who said that?
I don't know if it's Chicago Tribune or something like that. So I guess he's pitching like total horseshit. So
let's see him.
Yeah, I say
let's see what he's got. I'd like a piece of that.
You know they're gonna build this fucking conference. All right, I'm looking to see if the Red Sox scored double digit yet.
Oh, maybe that's why they have it as TBD because maybe they're gonna release him before. And then they're going to do the cool thing where they bring up some no-name pitcher from their minor league system and we make them look like an ace.
Sox haven't scored double digits since spring training.
Oh, well, I was wrong. I thought we had one 10-run game, but
nope.
I stand corrected.
We don't get those anymore. 10 runs against has happened a few times.
Cool. Yeah. No. Great. Love it.
It's just we don't do that stuff anymore.
I think this whole series overall will probably be pretty low scoring.
So this is how I'm going with this game. We're going to win the first one and then we're going to lose the next two.
Yeah. What makes you say that?
Seems to be the fucking trend here.
Is that like a sustain? That's not even a sustainable way to play.
Imagine if that's what they do for the entire fucking season. They win the first one, then lose all the rest of them.
I would
like for that to not happen. Give me some sandwiches. Give me a sweep once, maybe. Thanks.
You know what's even a sweep at this point? Are you really like now we're back? Like a sweep.
We could sweep the fucking Orioles. We're half game out of last place right now. The Orioles are actually beating the fucking Twins.
I think a sweep depends on like the conditions of it. You know, it's like a wimpy sweep where we like barely eke it out, or do we actually look good over three games?
I think we need like a 19-3 fucking win for us to be like, that's a change.
But those
of pace.
Are bullshit, though. I feel like those ones are always like, did we really earn all those runs?
We are facing the fucking White Sox. I want 26 runs. Like, come on,
dude. If the Orioles win tonight, it's only the Royals and the Tigers have a worse winning percentage than the Red Sox.
They're tied in the bottom of the six.
Well, I was talking about American League. Oh, the Reds are on an island all by themselves.
The Red Sox are going to be there soon.
Hey, pretty hard to get to where they're at.
Hindsight.
The Reds are taking 2022. The Reds are taking Let's Break 10. Like, and they're applying it to their total wins.
Yikes. What the hell's like? Why would you go? Why would you go watch a Reds game if you're a Reds fan? Like, why would you actually go?
Probably cheap.
Yeah,
that's
but like
Joey Votto. That's about it.
If you're Joey Votto, you got to be like, get me the fuck out of this.
Reds fans are pretty cool, like in general. I don't think there's like they're. And from what I've heard from friends who have friends who live in Cincinnati or are from Cincinnati, like they're just they're sad, but they're, you know, they're soaking up their really cheap baseball and their Joey Votto. So whatever.
Red Sox are about to get cheap seats, so Green Hell Monster yeah. seats for fucking $80.
Sign I'll me up.
It. I'll do it.
25. Now we're talking. Let's go. All right.
25. It's on fucking Brady.
Yep,
we're bringing you're bringing the crew. Brady,
come on, guys. Come on, guys. You buy the beers, I'll buy the tickets.
We'll do that. I don't drink, so now that ain't happening.
You can buy mine.
I'll buy beers, and you can drink while I'm driving.
Nice.
Okay.
That's, I mean, open, that's great.
Open,
it's a great
open
deal.
Container's an open container, but you know, like whatever. Fuck it.
So we're just intending on drowning in our misery. That's our goal. Yeah, that's
cool. Yes.
Yep. Glad we're on the same page.
Yeah. Yep. So wait, Brad, you're saying win the first, lose the next two.
Yep.
Doink.
That checks out.
I want a sandwich, but I'm being optimistic.
You're what?
Like win, loss, win. Little sandwich.
Okay.
Sweep.
Nice.
Who sweeps who?
Socks.
Which one? Which one? Right.
I'm going all in. Red Sox are going to sweep. I'm going to jump back on. I want to jump off, but fuck it. Let's go, boys.
You would be a jump off. Oh!
Nate's the right guy to set the tone.
Yeah, that's the one when we get.
But Nicky pitched well last time. He did.
He did. He's getting a little better.
The four and two thirds.
Nah, he likes it. Nah, he'll be okay. And who's pitching Sunday?
Waka. He's going to lose.
No, he can't lose. He's too good.
It's an 11:30 game, so he's going to lose. He's going to be like,
He's like cranky. A family man. I feel like he'll be excited to wake up on Mother's Day and
yep. Here, dear.
Redeem his other, you know, yeah.
His wife's going to be pissed off at him. He slept on the couch. He's going to sleep on the couch.
Sleep like a baby on the couch. He's going to sleep so well.
Yep.
I can't sleep on the fucking couch.
My bed's basically a fucking couch.
Well, that sucks.
I mean, I have a bed. I sleep in my bed. I don't know. I have a bad back. Uncomfortable. All right.
You have a babip?
I don't have a babip.
Fucking bullshit. Oh, God. Doink, thank you for positivity, right?
I'm really trying.
Let's break 10.
Let's really trying.
Brad,
let's break one.
You said Cora shave it, but keep the goatee.
Goatee. Okay. How about you shave?
Okay.
I'm not doing it. I spent way too much time growing this fucking thing.
No, I'll clean it up. I'll clean it up.
No, clean shave.
Do what I can.
No, don't make me have to talk to Jenny. I'll talk to your fucking kids. I'll be like, hey, listen.
You know what's not good? Even Jen walked in the night. She goes, what the fuck with the socks? Like, even Jen's disgusted.
And oh, she gives... Hold on. I have another thing I have to fucking say. So he has this 150 fucking inch fucking screen down in his basement, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he spends most of the time watching TV on this fucking 30 something inch TV in a fucking den.
Yep. Sure
hell
do.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I would do.
Nope.
Yep. We like to snuggle.
Dude, that den is small.
I know.
The size of your fucking house. And then you guys spend the time in the den.
Smallest room. Yep.
Yep. Smallest room.
Sounds cozy.
Yep. It's cozy.
Thanks for watching. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Pesky Report. Make sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.